Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been, because this is the last segment, Ann Hirsch from Great Neck.
Absolutely.
And it's always a pleasure, Ann.
Thank you.
But, and also, I need two things. One, I have to announce again, for everybody to save the date, we have Aging in Place in Suburbia coming September 30th. Our major sponsor is North Shore LIJ, who is just a wonderful partner. There'll be probably 100 different exhibits, and it's going to run the gamut on information for seniors. Today, we're introducing and talking about Guys and Dolls that's going to be coming up, but this is the Christina Liu segment of the show. So, and she's into everything, Christina. So, Anne, I have a question for you, and Christina knows it's coming. What's the significance of 105?
What is the significance of 105?
Or 260.
Or 260. Mm-hmm. Well, now that I've repeated what you said, the answer is duh.
Okay. It's been 105 days since Christina's birthday and 260 till her next one.
No, I wouldn't have gotten that one. No, you didn't even give me a hint.
That means you're not listening.
Good thing I said duh.
Now we're going to go to Carrie Heffernan.
Yes.
Excuse me. And Brian Long. Brian is the director of Guys and Dolls. How you doing, Brian?
Hi.
And Carrie is playing Adelaide.
Yes.
I just asked you before, Brian, in reference to rehearsals, you guys are going daily at this point.
That is correct.
The show opens on the 23rd.
Yes, 23rd. Next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Mm-hmm. And at the Landmark Theater in Port Washington. Everybody knows what the Landmark is. Mm-hmm. The 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And the 26th will be a matinee.
Yes, at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. Actually, what are the 7:30 at night, or is it 8 o'clock?
It's 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So the 23rd, 24th, and 25th is 8 o'clock. I'm going to go to I'm going to go to Adelaide first. I'm going to go to Carrie first. Just tell us how you got involved in the part.
I actually heard about this from one of the cast members who's been with the Port Washington troupe for a couple of years now, mm-hmm. I think, Robert Gold. And he had told me about this audition, so I'd come down for the audition, and, you know, I was picked.
And
so,
here you are.
Here I am.
Now, Brian, you're the director, and I know there's been different plays. Does the director change with each play, too, or you've been directing all these things?
I've been fortunate, actually, to get to direct the this is now my third production with Port Washington Play Troupe. We started in 2013 with Grease.
Okay, we talked about Grease a minute ago.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then
okay.
Last year with the 1940s Radio Hour. And so they asked me back again this year.
Oh, okay,
to do
okay.
One.
Well, that's nice. But the one thing I am noticing now, the three people, which is Karen, Carrie, and Michael, none of you were in Grease, or were you?
No.
See, that's great. I don't mean it's great. Grease was wonderful. But it's very nice when you have something like this that different people audition, mm-hmm. different people get parts, so you're not going and seeing the same person. It's like, okay, we're going to see John again. It's like,
if you saw our past two productions and you come this year, you will see some familiar faces.
Oh, of course, yes.
From last year, as you will have seen Karen in last year's 1940s Radio Hour, but there are some wonderful fresh faces that we're happy to welcome to Port Washington Play Troupe and to the stage at the Landmark.
That's tremendous. It really is. What is your background, Brian?
I'm an actor, professional actor.
Oh, okay.
Moved to New York in the late 90s, that's what I've been doing off and on as much as possible. And segued into directing, I thought I'd give it a shot a couple of years ago when they asked me to direct Grease. And I've been doing that, and I've also been directing I've been involved in some of the radio dramas that we've been doing right here at WCWP this past year. For the radio drama series, so I was
terrific. I didn't see last year's, but Grease was wonderful.
Yes,
I saw Grease. Grease was wonderful.
People love that show.
Oh, it just, but you know, and again, this is what I was talking about before. No, I never saw Grease on Broadway, but if you haven't gone to a Broadway show, or if you have, by coming to the Landmark, the participation is equal.
Mm-hmm.
You're not turning around and saying, "Okay, it was a bunch of people trying." There were professionals. You know, Carrie's a professional, and it comes across that way, and the production was professional.
Yes, our creative team, we all come from the professional world, and many of our actors are also professionals. So we have this, we just have that approach to it.
Right.
This is what we bring to the table. So we hope that people see something that exceeds their expectations of
terrific
amateur theater, you know, or community theater, whatever
well,
that
yeah,
means.
Yeah, I think community sounds better. Amateur theater is like, what do you do? That's not fair. I'm really calling it amateur theater. Carrie, what do you do?
Well, I've actually toured Long Island for the past like 5 years with some community theater stuff, but I'm also work at a movie theater.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, so that's where I'm spending usually my daytimes.
Okay.
Nighttimes trying to do anything on the island, typically, because I'm from Westbury. So.
Okay. Now, actually, how'd you, which we didn't bring up before, how do people hear about the auditions themselves? Like, are you in some little niche area, or no, it's pretty broad? I mean, like, I wouldn't have read about it, but it's...
Well, there's a couple of different ways that I've heard about stuff. Deb's Web is one of the places that we go to that has some listings of auditions and stuff. But for me, actually, mostly, it's kind of through other people. You make networks, connections, and then other actors, like, oh, there's shows coming up. You would be great for this. Come down for this audition. You know, we've been working with this group, working with that group. So that's pretty much how I've gotten involved with most of my stuff.
Okay. Perfect.
Does Newsday, I know they have a section for auditions. Is it in there as well?
I think we do. I think we do manage to get into some of the publications like Newsday, any of the Long Island-based papers. We do try to get that. But a lot of the actors go to this Deb's Web. It's called Deb's Long Island Web. Isn't that correct?
I think so.
It's become a valuable resource for the theater community on Long Island.
Okay.
So if anybody's looking to get involved in theater on Long Island, I would suggest that is the first place to go.
Yeah.
They have very fresh information. But if you want to get involved in Play Troupe, you have to go to portwashingtonplaytroupe.com. And we're always looking for people that want to be involved in either the stage shows or our radio dramas, or we're looking for anybody who's interested in the production side of things who want to volunteer to help.
Wow.
We can always use people. So if you're interested, please go to portwashingtonplaytroupe.com.
Now, you've been the director for 3 years.
Yes.
So do you pick the play, or does somebody else say, or is it a group vote? Or honestly, how does it come about?
Ultimately, it is the director's decision.
Okay.
And I base it on who we've worked with, who we kind of have in our group, what's a practical piece to pick. Also, the Landmark Theater itself has some technical advantages and some technical challenges, so we have to pick based on that as well. So there's a lot of factors that go into picking a play, picking a musical. Also, you know, we insist on having a live orchestra. I know that's not commonly done, but we have a live band, so we have to think about spacing and that sort of thing for our musicians. And we have a 12-piece live band for this, playing this magnificent Frank Lesser score. I think for Grease we had maybe 6 people, because that's a rock band, you know.
Right.
But last year, if you saw 1940s Radio Hour, we had the band on stage, which was also a large, big band. So there's a lot of factors that go into making the decision for what piece to do.
Actually, I was at a concert on Wednesday night, two nights ago, I don't know if you heard, in Great Neck.
Oh, yes.
And 7 of those people are in your orchestra.
Oh.
Because the concert next week is canceled.
They're
going to be rehearsals at Guys and Dolls rehearsals. And the guy says,
we're very demanding.
There's 7 of us that are going to be part of the orchestra.
Yes. And they're fantastic. We had them last night. We did a sing-through of the show, of the score, with them last night. And they're just phenomenal. They just bring this piece to life. So, yeah, we just really insist on having live.
But that's another thing for people listening. A 12-piece orchestra band, whatever you want to call it, but that adds to a show versus pushing a CD and say, okay, now it's time for Adelaide to sing, let's hit the button. Which it works, you know, if you have to do it that way. But when you can go and hear, you know, a 12-piece group playing music, and even for those little lulls when you just mind a little background music, whatever goes on,
sure.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
It makes – it's a professional performance.
Oh, yes.
That's really what
our
it is.
Our musicians are top-notch.
Brian Winton and also, you know, Carrie – what's a rehearsal like as far as time span and what's the workout? I'd be interested in hearing what goes on behind the scenes.
Well, it depends on the day. It depends on who's around and who's available that night. So it's a little bit harder, I think, for something like this that's volunteer, because you have to make sure, you know, everyone has something else usually going on. So you got to schedule in everybody who can be there. But typically, you know, we do some singing, got to do some dancing if there's dancing going on. But, I mean, I always have fun, so for me, it's always a good time. I love coming to rehearsals. But, I mean, hard to, because I'm don't know.
Adelaide has some risque costumes. Are you going to be wearing some of them? And will you have the mink wrap and the jewels and the long gown? And
yes, I will have all of those things. And they will be taking back that mink, too. So
you're not getting it at the end of the show or the performances, obviously.
I'm not.
You're not going to be able to keep it at the end of the performances.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I guess I'll have to see.
I think we have her in an actual mink, a vintage mink.
Wow.
Yeah. Brian, is it a challenge to coordinate all these different people and get everybody on the same page so that you have a good opening and can run the performances?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Putting together a production is an enormous task, and it's not just the director that's doing it. We have so many people that are involved on multiple levels. Rob Gold, who Carrie mentioned earlier, that he connected her with us and brought her in. He is playing a role in the show, Benny South Street, but he's also serving as our company manager, and he's coordinating a lot of the things that a company manager would do. But we also have a production supervisor, Tim Lavelle, who is also the series producer of the radio dramas here at WCWP.
Okay.
And Pam Meadows, of course, who is our president. She is the executive producer of the show. And that's just sort of the people who are kind of in charge. But beyond that, we have rehearsal pianists and choreographers. Tyler Patrick Matos is choreographing the show, and he's a student here at LAU Post. We got him right from here at LAU Post. So it's quite an undertaking. So,
do you have stand-ins?
You know what we're doing? We're on the time. We have to go. It's amazing how this flew.
Okay.
Everybody, Guys and Dolls, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Landmark Theater. We're here with Brian and Carrie, and we had Karen and Michael in before. Wonderful performance, I'm sure. I'm looking forward to it. Right now, you've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM. Next week, Madeline Singus, the acting DA, will be on. Have a good day, everybody.